And is the legislature going to override that veto? And also, why, you know, why did the governor veto it? And these are all, you know, really important questions. And if they do override the veto, what does that mean for state politics? What does that mean for Governor Lamont potentially running for a third term? You know, those are all really big questions to put to the governor. And it adds a little bit of intrigue. Everyone thinks, you know, flush with $4 billion in cash and budgets should be easy. And it is certainly not the case. There's a lot of tension as it relates to the budget because the guardrails that were put in place in 2017 have really put the state in a good financial position. And the governor's proud of the progress that was made. So let's bring in Governor Ned Lamont here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
You feeling okay? I'm sorry about your arm.
Yeah, yours would have been a hockey injury. Mine was a little less dramatic. There's a lot of marble in India. When water gets on marble, it's like black ice.
Oh, it is some slippery stuff. There's no doubt about it. Well, I'm glad you're all right. It's better to break an arm than to land on your head or something. You know, I'm curious, and I listened to a lot of yesterday. And were you angered? You know, when you go overseas and they pass this, did that perturb you?
Look, we've always had a very good open-door relationship. We always talk about these things before they happen. That's with Republicans as well as Democrats. So I was a little blindsided reading on my little iPhone in India that this special session has just asked for another $43 million. Governor, you figure out how to pay for it. And it was extraordinarily bipartisan. That woke me up that, you know, spending is on both sides of the aisle.
So why veto it then if you see some consensus at the state capitol for it?
I vetoed it because you've got to do it within an honestly balanced budget. You just can't say, here's $40 million. Governor, you figure out how to pay for it. You pay for it by breaking through the guardrails. I refuse to do that. Do you pay for it by, short change? You know, this is $40 million I got to figure out by the end of this fiscal year, 4 months. Do I just trim a lot of the other not-for-profits? I didn't like doing that. I think what I propose to the legislature is, look, these are worthy causes, child care. What we want to do for special ed as well as what we want to do for the not-for-profits. You're going to have hundreds of other worthy causes coming. But in the meantime, I propose let's take a little money that I had proposed for early childhood education and move that $43 million in so we can pay these bills for special ed and the not-for-profits on a one-time basis.
So there is an opportunity through the framework that you want to abide by to potentially get this money for special ed.
I think that's right. You know, it's the type of thing we could have done if we had a little more time to think about it, but we've got it now. So the leaders on both sides of the aisle know what we're proposing. We'll get that special ed. We'll get that to the school boards on a very timely basis. And those not-for-profits that feel like they were hit hardest by Donald Trump will get a few extra resources.
We're talking with Governor Ned Lamont here on Brian and Company. So my last couple of quick questions on this before we move on to another topic is, you know, I hate two-parters, but it's kind of related. Have you talked much with Matt Ritter since you've been back? And what is your sense of whether they will make an effort to override the veto?
Look, I'm hopeful because it's a constructive agreement that meets their needs and my needs. We're not violating our budget, which is very important to me, and we're getting special ed money out on a timely basis. So I think when you can get the yes, you take it.
So you don't think there'll be an effort to override and you guys will find the other alternative way to do it?
I'm not an expert on that stuff, Brian, but we'll see.
Okay. Have you talked to Ritter since you've been back?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Governor Ned Lamont. By the way, just a quick, before we, you know, continue to put your feet on the fire here, how was the trip outside of the broken arm? You know, what sort of things get accomplished on a trip like that?
Yeah. We went to Chennai and Bangalore and Mumbai, which are the most entrepreneurial growing parts of the Indian economy. And they can't spell Connecticut over there. We got to introduce ourselves wherever we go. I went with an amazing woman named Indranui, who you maybe remember used to be CEO of Pepsi.
Yeah, sure.
Comes from Chennai, very well regarded. So we got to meet all the business leaders and give them an idea of the advantages of Connecticut and why they may want to think about this. We talked to Infosys. We talked to Tata. Those are the big groups that already have a lot of people here. And then Matt McCooey in Connecticut Innovations, that's our venture capital group, they met with 30 small entrepreneurial startups that when they want to get a foothold in the United States, just don't think about Boston and New York, think about Connecticut.
Yeah. Listen, I've seen movies and all this other stuff. I've never been there. Is it as chaotic as people say?
Well, look, I drive around with a security detail, and they practice defensive driving. They can back up at 40 miles an hour while shooting a deer in the other direction. And they didn't want to drive in Chennai. It was just too damn dangerous. We had to have somebody knew how to do it.
Yeah. So it is as nuts as people say. It's so interesting. It's a fascinating country. It's actually the largest democracy on earth in India. Governor Ned Lamont joining us here on Brian & Company. The other issue is, you know, the stuff with Pura. Is everything still on track to expand it and to keep Gillette? Is everything still going to happen?
Look, I hope so. Legislative leaders felt very strongly they wanted to go from 3 to 5 Pura commissioners. I was neutral on that. They wanted to get 2 folks that they knew very well on there. I really thought that Marissa Gillette, who has 10 years of strong regulatory experience, both in Maryland and now in Connecticut, was important that she lead. And I think we got that done.
You know, we had the accusation of a potential quid pro quo with John Fanfara, and I heard about this possible deal at the first day of the legislative session, so I almost don't want to necessarily dignify that possibility. But what I do want to ask you, because we had Ryan Fazio, Senator Fazio, on the morning after the story broke that a deal was made, and he was blindsided. He didn't hear about it at all. And he's a pretty outspoken voice for Republicans on this issue, and he's quite involved. What Republicans did you consult on this deal?
I probably don't want to use names to compromise people, but look, there's no question that there was a Republican retired member named Holly Cheeseman, and it was felt very important by the legislative leadership that she go on the board of Pura. Very, qualified person, been on the Energy and Technology Committee. So we had to figure out a way to get her there, and 5 members was probably the easiest way to get her there.
So the question would be, did you consult, active Republican leadership on the deal?
Oh, absolutely. I talked to everybody. You know that.
All right. Okay. Governor Ned Lamont joining us here on Brian & Company. What's on the agenda today? What do you got going on?
Well, I'm going to be watching like a hawk to see if we can keep our budget process still on track. I think that's probably the most important thing. I've got a little bit of catching up to do. I've been out of town. Beyond that, I've got some meetings in the office, starting with the mayors. They all want to come in. They all want more money, too. Here we go again.
Well, listen, Governor, we appreciate the time. I know it's really busy. This is a really important story. We appreciate the time, and welcome back, and hope the arm heals up.
Thanks, Brian. See you soon, guys.
All right. Governor Ned Lamont joining us here on Brian & Company.